Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Yeah, this is me chewing some gum. I'm in casual mode now. This is after the show. I'll just have to record a podcast. I don't take it as seriously as my main job, which is doing live radio show. What was in the podcast? Oh, Aussie slang, of course. You really rhyme in slang. Oh, it's so cool, isn't it? Until you can't figure out what anyone means anymore. I tell you what, you thought it was fun and games. I highlighted the serious faults in that strategy of communication. Also, do you eat pet food? I didn't until tonight, where I enjoyed a schmacko. You can check that out on the Danny Lakey Late Show Instagram as well. Sweet cross promotion by you, big dog. Also, I rang up a couple of nail salons and asked for hand jobs. There's more context that is needed around all of that, and it really takes the edge off once you hear it. Pass the world's hardest black quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
You're watching Married at First Sight last night. I mean, just little bits and pieces, guys. Obviously not hooked on the show. What was her name? Jess came out. They were about to... They had a holiday on the Gold Coast or something. They were about to hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back no more, no more. I'm back to Sydney or something. She thought she'd be trendy and try what's called... I thought it was called Cockney rhyming slang or Aussie rhyming slang or something like that.
Yeah, let's hit the frog and toad and piss out.
Let's hit the frog and toad and piss out.
She said... I can't even wrap my head around
it. I don't like anything about it, to be honest.
I don't understand it.
I didn't understand it at all. And producer Jack was by my side, like usual. And I said, what does that mean? Let's hit the frog and toad.
Yeah, it means road.
It means road, obviously. How many people is she saying frog and toad to? And they're like, okay, all right, yes, I believe we can hit the frog and toad at some point. They've got no idea that they're about to go on a road trip or get in the car to do something.
Well, her boyfriend is somewhere. He's like real country and he uses that type of term a lot. So she's obviously just discovered it and she's putting it into practice right now.
She's trying to impress him a bit.
Yeah, let's hit the frog and toad and piss out.
You can tell. I don't think it was natural, but she hasn't said that many times before, has she? Peace out.
She sounds like a farmer. Like she's picked up on mixed slang.
Yeah.
I love it, though. It's real fun. I could do it more often on top of my head, but it's quite difficult.
Yeah. Do you need to learn? Is it like a different language? Like what other ones could there be? Frog and toad. So it just needs to rhyme with road. Is it just the frog and toad or could it be?
No, there's heaps of things. So it needs to rhyme with anything. So if you said, shall we go for a bowl and chalk?
What?
Oh, don't tell me that's a bloody walk.
It means walk.
Oh, God.
How does that even make sense? They don't rhyme. I don't understand.
Well, chalk rhymes with walk. I understand that. But what would make someone say pork? Let's go for chalk and pork. Does that mean a walk? Can you just rhyme anything?
You can't have two rhyming chalk and pork.
Oh, sorry. You can only have one. You need one random word and then the one that rhymes with it.
So you just can't wrap my brain around this.
You could say something like, you've got a smooth pair of suit and ties. And that'd mean thighs, would it?
Yeah.
Would it? Yeah,
could work.
Could mean eyes. Could mean surprise. Could mean deep, dirty little lies. It makes no sense.
If you said, let's go see the baked bean.
What does that mean?
The Queen.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
This doesn't make sense.
Why wouldn't you just say, let's go see the Queen? What is that? What are they trying to hide? Is it secret code, maybe? MI5.
I think it is. It is a bit of a secret
code. I don't understand
it.
I thought that what Alf Stewart says on Home and Away when he goes, stone the flaming crows.
No, I think that's just slang. That's not rhyming.
Yeah. That's how much I don't understand.
He's not saying nice nose. That's just his phrase.
I don't get it.
131060, are you using this ridiculous language? And what's your favourite phrase to use? We'll see if we can figure it out on 131060.
Have you been spending most your life using stupid slang just because it rhymes?
Stupid slang just because it rhymes. Makes no sense. Do you want to come? You want to come on my raspberry float this weekend? Want to come on my boat this weekend? Just say the boat.
No, just say.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm just trying to figure it out in me head as well.
Wait, I want
to
try one. What's on the flock?
Well, what are you trying to say?
What's on the clock?
No, I don't think that works. No, I think you need to say like, oh, give us a look at that frog and clock, maybe. Would that work, producer Jack? If we say, oh, can you show us the time on that frog and lock? This is stupid. This is ridiculous.
I don't like it.
What's your favourite one?
I like Can't wait to get off my Ascot races.
Oh, come on. Can't wait to what?
Get off my braces.
What? No one is saying this. 131060. Well, clearly they are. People are ringing up. Phones are going off the hooks. 131060. What's your favourite Aussie rhyming slang? We'll see if we can figure out if it makes any sense next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Have you been spending most your life using stupid slang just because it rhymes?
That's the thing. I think the tail's wagging the dog in this situation. I don't think it's improving the English language in the way that we communicate. I think people have just said, oh, that's a fun rhyme. Well, that sounds good off the tongue. Therefore, that must now mean a new word. Watching Married at First Sight last night.
Yeah, let's hit the frog and toad and piss out.
That means let's hit the road. But what's wrong with hit the road? What a great saying anyway. I mean, my other conundrum and query is, what? Generally, some people want to go out cane toad hunting. Some people want to go and hit frogs and toads. What's going to happen then? We're losing language, guys. Producer Jack loves it. I hate it. Shooey Louie doesn't understand it.
I love it. I think it's great. I want to use it more often.
Don't you dare start using this in bloody production meetings. There's no way we'll ever get anything done. We have trouble figuring out and understanding what's going on in this brain anyway, what I want to talk about. Say, oh, where's the time you decided to have a ham and a drink? Yeah, well, what did you think? People aren't going to understand it, mate.
I got another one.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder where she got her syrup of figs from.
A syrup of figs? Where did she get her syrup of figs? Why? Where?
Wig.
What?
Where she got her wig from.
Oh, my God. See, if you just left me to try and answer these, it would take me a good, like, 40 seconds, I reckon. No, they go over my
not
head.
Not even. Even someone with a wig wouldn't understand what's going on there. Syrup and figs. No. No. Travis in Newcastle on 131060. You live by this rhyming slang as well.
Just mongling dog and bone.
I mean, see, this man doesn't even know how to greet a human anymore. He's just saying his phrases. He's on a dog and bone. Okay, you're at home, are you?
No.
Yeah, see, this man...
Cone!
You're having a cone, Travis?
No.
None of that going on.
All right, what is it?
On telephone.
Oh, he's up on the... Oh, of course, yeah.
Can't you just say phone?
I'm on home...
No, but all right, Mr. Figs. You can't say I've got wigs either. He's got wigs. Wigger.
You can say what? I'm on a cone.
Yeah, exactly. Travis could have been on a cone. In fact, Travis is on a cone. I know. There's no way this man can't get...
He's very clear, he's on the cone.
Definitely had a few dog and bones tonight. Emma in Geelong on 131060. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, God. Yes, good. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hi. What's your rhyming slang?
My dad always says, he's like, oh, have some jam tart.
Have some jam tart. Don't just say, like, you.
I'm just thinking.
Try and construct a whole sentence, Shooey Louie. This isn't just another rhyming game. Have a jam tart. I mean, what? I would love a jam tart. What if he genuinely has jam tarts to give away? Have a shart? Did you shart? Do you have a heart?
No.
Have a heart?
Yes, have some heart.
What are you talking about?
That was a good one.
No, it's not. I'll tell you what. Someday Emma is going to be aching for a jam tart, and she's going to get offered one, and she'll be like, what do you mean? I am very sensitive. I've showed a lot of compassion there. But what are you talking about? Get out of our bakery, you weirdo. It's not going to work. It's not sustainable. Alice in Bathurst. Alison.
Yeah, mate.
Yes.
Hello. Hey, how are you?
Oh.
Very good, thank you.
Oh, hey. Mate, I need some new Reg Grundys.
You need some new Reg Grundys.
Is
Reg Grundy a person? Is this a famous person?
I don't think so.
Of course not. He's bloody made up, isn't he? He's a fictional thing. Doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. And it's trying to translate in the real world. It's not working. I need some Reg Grundys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some new Reg Grundys without holes, preferably.
Okay. You need some new undies, don't you?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Look, you're a Kiwi. You wouldn't understand.
Oh,
here we go.
Wait, break it up, ladies. Break it up,
Alison.
Ladies. Break it up, ladies. Break it up. Reg have anything to do with it?
I have no idea who Reg Grundy is,
exactly.
But I'm pretty sure he always needs some undies.
There is an AFL player called Heath Grundy. Why isn't it Heath Grundy?
Who knows?
Exactly.
No one knows.
You can question it.
Language
is going down the toilet here. Bob in Sydney.
Yeah, g'day, mate.
Well, what's your rhyme and slang?
put on a bag of fruit and go to a gay and hardy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Now, producer Jack does this every weekend.
This is a tongue twister.
Put on a bag of fruit and go to a gay and hardy. I mean, I think you're gonna end up at the party. I don't know what's going on before that.
A yardie. A yardie, like what you're drinking your 21st.
Is it a yardie? It's a party. You're going to a party, aren't you, Bob?
Yeah, you're going to a party, yeah. Put on a suit, go to a party with the...
Put on a suit, of course. The old bag of fruit.
No, Bob, I'm not having it.
That was amazing.
Way, that's terminology from my dad from the Second World War. Yeah. Like cheese and kisses.
I get it. It all rhymes, and it's fantastic that the veterans had their own thing. But I can't live with this language getting twisted on its head. I will literally rock up to a gay orgy with a bag of fruit.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show. Happy Friday. 131060 on Instagram at Danny Lakey Late Show as well. Tomorrow, big special day. Big day for all of us, really. They say every dog has its day. Doesn't get much better than tomorrow. Saturday, the 23rd of February, International Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day, guys. Yeah, this is big. This is big for the dogs. They've been waiting for this all year. International Dog Appreciation Day. And dare I say, the good thing about dogs is you know they appreciate a dog biscuit any day of the week. Like, you don't really need this day. Dare I say, it wasn't created by a dog. Probably a human that came up with this one.
Do you think that owners go all out on this day and give their dogs 10 extra bickies?
You'd hope so. And I know there are owners out there that only believe in doggy treats maybe once a month or so. Some people, mate.
That's cruel.
Some monsters are out there, Shuey Louie. And other people maybe believe in only giving your dogs some treats when you're trying to teach them a trick. Other people just let the goose out of the cage pretty soon and just say, you know what, dog treats all the time. And stopped off at the shop, may as well stop off at Pet Barn for a dog
treat
as well.
Those are the people who, when you're at the dinner table, they'll feed the dog something off their plate or a bit of meat.
Yes.
They'll drop it down.
Yes.
They're the treat givers.
Human relationships are broken up because of that. So I'm like, don't feed the dog, Dennis. Oh, he's all right. What's he like? Oh, he loves a casserole as well. Dennis? Buster will get gassy. Doggy treats, whatever it is, tomorrow, make sure you up the ante on the Dog Biscuit Appreciation Day. I mean, dog biscuits, dental sticks, pig's ears, jerky treats. Dogs go wacko for schmackos.
Oh, they love the schmackos.
There's all sorts of treats. You know, it's coming to my attention that there are actually more and more people who aren't just treating themselves and their dogs to dog biscuits, but they themselves may eat a dog treat from time to time.
No.
Animal snacks? Yeah.
No.
100%.
It's cheap.
I haven't yet. No, it's cheaper. It's cheaper than the original stuff. People will go there, they'll start eating their jerky. I know a boy who ate fish flakes.
No, I've tried those, to be honest.
Salty. 131060. Are you eating pet food?
Danny Lakey wants to know, have you eaten pet snacks? It's food that's meant for your dogs or your cats.
Yeah, 131060, you're eating pet snacks. Just on the side, have you tried a pet snack before, maybe?
I suppose a smacko is kind of like a bit of beef jerky.
I reckon it's the jerky that you can share with your dog. If you're a man's best friend, man and dog schmacko together. Men go wacko for schmackos too.
Well, we've got a little bit of a surprise planned, which you don't know about. We've made a wheel.
I'm not eating Whiskers cat food. I did that when I was three.
It's dog food, but we've put four items of dog food on a wheel. Next up, you're going to spin it and you're going to eat whichever one comes up.
Let's spin the wheel now. Let's spin it now. I'm not going to wait
bring
a whole bloody song.
All right, I'll bring it in.
Bring in the bloody wheel, for goodness sake.
We'll
give it a spin
now.
I hope
that you get the meaty one with the jelly.
What options are there?
You've got pig's ears.
You're bringing it in. My dog? Wet dog? No, not wet dog food, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Gourmet beef.
All right, give it a spin. We'll figure out the wheel. 131060, by the way, if you've ever tried any pet food or pet snacks at all, animals, rabbits, etc. All right, give it a spin, producer Jack. Oh, no. Jesus Christ. No wet dog food. No wet dog food. No wet dog food. No wet dog food. Schmackos.
Schmackos.
Bloody ripper. Bloody
Danny
ripper.
Goes schmackos. For schmackos.
Yeah, I will. I'm fine with that. 131060, have you tried pet food before? Little animal snacks? I'll eat the schmackos next. But I mean, if people call up, I'll have a whole lot more confidence knowing that they are fit for human consumption. What pet snacks are you eating? Calls on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Danny Lakey wants to know, have you eaten pet snacks? It's food that's meant for your dogs or your cats.
Yeah, if you're eating your pet snacks on 13 1060, sometimes they're meant for your cats, your dogs, your fish, your rabbits, your hamsters and whatnot. Every now and then, feeling a little moorish. And that Eukanuba has a very nice marketing strategy from time to time. Thank God, I wouldn't mind just sinking my teeth into some pedigree chum. Sometimes they make it sound really nice.
Like no, they don't.
They do. Like the flavours. Like some of the cats' food flavours.
What, like when they have, because I know that there's one with like a gravy sauce kind of flavour.
Yeah,
it
would say like soft braised beef in a hearty stew, something along those lines. On the Instagram Live right now at Danny Lakey Late Show, not only in a second have I spanned the wheel and need to eat a schmacko live on the air, we're also hearing from people who have tried and tested and proved that they have indeed eaten their pet snacks before. Can I just say, plenty of calls coming through on 13 1060, including you, Amber, and Shepparton.
Hello.
Hello, how are you? What are you eating? It's supposed to be your pets?
Not me, personally, but my dad, yeah.
Oh, typical dad behaviour.
It's very dad behaviour.
Is it dog food, cat food? What is it?
Yeah, it's dog food. It's dry biscuits.
Dry biscuits, yeah. I can't see them being too different from the tiny teddies, to be honest.
They would taste like meaty.
Good. And men love meat. Men love biscuits. Why not? I mean, why we haven't had human meat biscuits yet, I've got no idea. I reckon your dad's
onto
a good thing.
For it.
Seriously. Thanks, Amber. And no sickness from your dad? He's all right with those?
No, he just tests them before. He doesn't eat them for himself for enjoyment. He just he likes to test the biscuits for the dogs to make sure they're good enough.
How very noble. Latoya in Albury on 13 1060. Are you eating dog treats?
Yes.
What are you? Yes. Always have, always will. Love the stuff.
It was actually an accident. My mum bought a packet of the Scooby-Doo dog treats.
Great.
When we were little. Great. And they actually taste like chocolate chip cookies.
The Scooby-Doo dog treats are asking for human consumption. No dog has any awareness of what Scooby-Doo the cartoon is.
Yeah, that's an easy mistake. For? To pick them up.
They're dead set. They are looking for... That's all. That's how they go. They haven't got under yet. They're just waiting for kids to accidentally eat Scooby-Doo dog biscuits. No dog is looking at their owner going, oh, no, never mind the pedigree charm. More relatable if we get the Scooby-Doo dog.
What do they taste like?
Chocolate chip cookies.
No. It's weird because mom says chocolate isn't good for dogs. That's very confusing. Look, I think I'm just really padding around. On the Instagram right now, it is live. I am about to eat. What did I draw? A bloody schmacko. I think it's better than the wet pedigree chum.
Yeah, that would be horrific.
I'm glad that I don't have to gnaw on a pig's ear. Without further ado, I guess, give us the schmacko.
I can't believe this is happening.
What is it? I mean,
a big chewy but a jerky schmacko.
Yeah, no, this is good. This is just high quality jerky, guys. There's nothing wrong with any of this.
I beg to differ.
Just the one stick. Oh, it smells like a pet store. It really does.
Ooh.
Okay, all right, here we go. Oh, God. Just jerky. I'm just stopping off.
Please just have a little bite.
I'm on a long road trip, and I'm just stopping off for a jerky snack at the local BP.
That's a big bite, Denny. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Describe the flavour. What's it like?
It's like salty beef oxo. It's kangaroo, is it? Yeah. That's not, I mean, from beyond, you can taste the root.
Your face tastes different.
Oh.
Don't swallow it. Spit it out.
No, I'm just going to swallow.
No, Danny, spit.
It's not bad. It's not bad. To be honest, it's not bad. And producer Jack, if I am a good boy, can I have a pig's ear in a second?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, though, this is just your standard story of a woman fighting tooth and nail to keep her cheeky business name alive after attracting a slew of complaints about its offensive nature. I don't see the problem. Dawn Moon, who owns Hand Jobs Nail and Spa in Perkins, Ohio, believes the name's good branding. I've got to believe it.
I mean, what she's doing is technically, it's a job on your hand.
You see a big flashing sign saying hand jobs, I'm going in.
Yeah, you're going in. I'm probably not going in, which is, I think I'm more of a target market.
Apparently, there's a couple of ladies that don't mind the old hand jobs going on as well. And when I say hand jobs, this is straight out of Dawn Moon, the business owner, smart lady, saying it is literally what the spa does. This is her quote. If you go in and get your nose done, it's called a nose job, right? Well, you come in and get your hands done, it's a hand job.
She's
got to
correct.
Agree with you, man. Got to agree with you. I mean, how much is it for a hand job these days, Shuey Louie? You're going in, get probably what you get your hand.
I was planning on getting a hand job this weekend, actually. They're looking a bit rough.
You were mentioning that. About 35?
Yeah, 35.
Bucks? Yeah, okay.
Roughly around there.
Yeah. If Dawn Moon is, you know, can get away with calling manicures hand jobs, why can't I? I'm just a man looking to get my nails done this weekend.
Looking for some hand jobs.
I rang up a couple of places today, just thought I'd try my luck, just gauge prices. There is a very weird reaction going on.
Hello?
Oh, hi there. Do you do hand jobs?
No.
I could have sworn my girlfriends have gone there before and they've got hand jobs.
Who's calling?
Danny Lakey, L-A-K-E-Y.
Okay, so why are you calling me?
Just a boy in the market for a hand job. I heard that you give them.
Okay.
Can I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm after someone who gives hand jobs.
Who?
One of your qualified technicians to give a hand job, please.
This nails along. What do you want?
A hand job. I think it's $35 to $40 usually.
What's $25?
A hand job. It's just been a while since I had my last hand job. I'm looking to get a new hand job. You guys, I've seen on your Facebook, you guys do great hand jobs.
Yeah, you want to come here or do the nail?
No, just man to man, I'm after a hand job.
I don't know what you mean.
Hello, nail?
Hello, is that a nail salon?
Yes, we do mani pedi. What time you want to come in?
As soon as possible for one hand job.
Johnny, how what?
Hand job. I've heard you guys do hand jobs and good prices.
No, not this guy. We do many parties.
So no hand job.
Why you say that?
I just saw the sign out the front for the nail service, and I was just after one hand job.
No, what it is. That's why I asked you what it is for.
Oh, hi. I must have just ran out of reception before. I was just after a hand job.
No, we won't cut up. I hung up on you.
Oh, was that? Was this something I said?
That's right, because you being stupid.
I don't see what's so silly. I'm just after a hand job. I know you mostly do females, but I'm a guy and I'm just after
it's
a hand job.
It's a place of business. You'll call here no more.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Here's the Danny Lakey Late Show on 131060 around the country.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
Yeah, it is the world's hardest black quiz on 131060 after a white lady, a white German lady, and a white German man both had melanin injections and turned themselves into black-skinned people. And they are adamant that their baby will come out black as well.
If you give birth to a white child, will you somehow feel that this is not connected to you?
No, I will be, I'm pretty sure it will be black, or if it is milk chocolate or a little bit lighter, it doesn't matter.
All right. That's enough from you, lady who's injected herself with too much melanin. Nope, milk chocolate, at least milk chocolate. Ricardo, it is the world's hardest black quiz tonight. Happy Friday. You were the fastest fingers through. A no-frills brand that provides fantastic value and usually found at IGA.
Is it black and gold?
Yeah. Black and gold is correct. Yes. Good stuff. Great value stuff, the black and gold brand, isn't it? Nice jelly babies. Nice self-raising flour. Nice.
Milk chocolate.
As well.
Just the basics.
Just the basics, yeah. You wouldn't want to go overboard. You don't want a full pantry full of black and gold. That says wonders about someone, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Just the basics. Next question. A sponge cake containing chocolate and cherries can be referred to as a what?
Is a black forest?
Ooh, Black Forest is correct. Yeah, Black Forest cake or a nice Black Forest gatto. God, yeah. Be sure to melt lots of
milk chocolate
in the bowl first, by the way. Next question. A woman who makes a guy fall in love with her and then leaves him for dead, that also shares its name with a venomous arachnid and an Iggy Azalea song, is called what?
Is it a Black Widow?
Oh, he's pulled that out of nowhere. Black Widow is correct. Yeah. For a second, I thought you were going to say...
chocolate.
Next question. Often offered by a waiter or waitress after bringing a customer's steak to them at a high-class restaurant.
Oh, no.
No.
It's not blue.
No, not at all. No.
Sorry.
And I don't appreciate the jokes about blue and black and yellow and whatnot. It's This is a quiz that I hold in high regard, so...
Milk chocolate?
Oh, I just think that's enough from you, Ricardo. Holly in Canberra on 131060. Hello.
Hello. No, how are you today?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's tonight, but yeah, pretty good. Often offered by a waiter or waitress after bringing a customer's steak to them at a high-class restaurant.
Black pepper?
Oh, black pepper is correct. Black pepper, sir? Can I get you any black pepper? Yeah, correct. Yeah, nice high-class restaurant. Then maybe afterwards you could treat yourself to some dessert, a nice...
chocolate?
Cake. Maybe. I don't know. Final question. Originally performed by Ram Jam, what was the name of the Spider Bait cover that reached number one on the ARIA charts?
Black Betty.
Huge. I've never seen anything like it. Well done to you.
Chocolate.
Well done to you indeed, Holly in Canberra. You win yourself a Pure Digital Radio tonight and you are Black Quiz Champion. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, no worries. Pure Digital Radio, the innovative digital radio offering a premium listening experience. Let's listen to this. Black Betty, bam, bam, whoa, Black Betty, bam, bam, catch me high, bam, bam, and that's no lie. Bam-a-lam, she's always pretty. Bam-a-lam, she's so rock steady. Bam-a-lam, Black Betty, bam-a-lam. Whoa, whoa, Black Betty. Whoa, whoa, Black Betty.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's the Danny Lakey Late Show around the country, 131060 on Instagram as well. That is the end of the show, the end of the week as well. Before I go, obviously, final thought by myself. Producer Jack has been scouring Facebook for some of the comments of people with very little to do in their day and very little social interaction, one can assume. And Shuey Louie is busy tallying up the final moment and the best moment of the night. Just thinking, just a final thought. Is anyone checking the second page of the Google search? And when you're searching on Google, is there ever anyone going, oh, no, not on this first page, I might just try the second? I mean, who's going to the 54th page on a Google search going, no, any second now, any page now?
Sometimes I do. Depends what, what I'm searching page? For. Like if I want to get to the dark stuff, or like, you know, yeah. The not so common, yeah. I guess.
Producer Jack is knee-deep in page 184 of Big Black Porn. Oh, dearie me. You've also been scouring Facebook.
I have. So today, there was an article floating around about Meghan Markle. She had this big, massive baby shower that all her That's celebrity right. friends put on, and apparently it was like worth $6 million, this baby shower.
Yeah, well, she's got a lot of high-play friends.
Yeah.
Amal Clooney, didn't she? She chipped in with a free private jet ride or something.
Serena Williams, like, yeah, they all paid for this epic 230K flight as well to get her there. Wow. So it was like a big private... Okay. Plane, I guess.
Okay.
And Facebook have gone a little bit crazy. Well,
people don't like it when people have more money than them, do they?
No.
They really don't.
Around, they hate
no.
it.
Yeah. I mean, you can't, no way. You can't be successful. Those people that haven't worked for the success, at least in the public's view, far out. They get their ass torn to shreds like tissue paper.
Well, Web Owers said, the fact that anyone can afford to blow 250K on an 8-hour flight is pretty much the apex of what is wrong with society.
Oh, apex!
Apex!
Well done, Owers!
And Wendy was just as mad. She should be ashamed of herself to even boast about it. She's having a baby, for God's sakes. Women have them every day. She should be left alone if she would be left alone if her face wasn't plastered all over the papers. I don't know.
Someone's a little bitter.
Yeah.
God. Nothing like women lifting up each other.
Yeah.
All right, Shuey Louie, moment of the night before we get out of here.
It's got to be a gain, the oxygen game.
What people is just, this freaking game?
No one can grasp the concert. And the girls in Campbelltown, I think they did a few rosés and they just couldn't stop.
This was a difficult caller as well. I was mining for gold here. And you could tell even I was getting a little shaken by the lack of conversation she was giving me. And I just don't think she understood what was happening in the end. Peppermint, grapefruit. Where do you think you sort of your passions lie? Because they come in different flavours as well. That wasn't a joke.
Come on.
That was literally a question. I mean, I'm flattered by the lols.
She just Googled the whole time.
For something that matters. Anyway, that is the end of the show. Have a good weekend. We've got a psychic medium in on Monday. Yeah. That'll be fun. I'm super skeptical about her.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.